Sacred Society, Hail the King podcast, that again, double feature. It is June 2nd, rent's paid. Foreboding the path that I have got. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, I've been saved. I'm no longer banned at Universal Studios. So I'm allowed to go to Universal Studios now. And the family is doing a water park day. Okay. I'm so scared, I say. I'm cold. Like death. I feel it. I'm either burning like an inferno of death. A death inferno. Or I feel like I'm anemic. And I'm freezing and chattering my teeth. I said, I felt demons watching me. It said, you are like us. Said to me. As far as I ran, they'd always come back and find me. Sometimes my fingers, sometimes my toes, certain ones go numb. Sometimes my head pulsates in such an uninhabitable way, it makes me so fucking pissed. It hurts. Sometimes my body's so painful and I feel so disorientated I almost pass out, fall over, and I've been dealing that a lot. I've been dealing with losing consciousness in a way that I can only feel and say to describe that it feels, it tastes like death. It's not blacking out. There's nothing for a couple seconds. I'm like dead and I moved my neck the wrong way or something. And like I said, I got hit by a car a couple weeks ago. I haven't felt very well. Sometimes I just really wish that, you know, sometimes I could fucking die. You know, a cool way. I'd love to fucking die in my sleep, a happy man. But there's an anger that grows so deep inside of me because it's not necessarily anger or rage. It's like animalistic wrath, animalistic frenzy. The dark urge to build myself into a new suit of flesh, new suit of armor. Every time I say I'm scared. I'm scared because I don't like meeting people and then only having them in my life for a very short period of time and then having them leave. It makes me feel like I'm not good enough to have people in my life, and I'm trying to do everything I can to be myself and come as I am. They say, come as you are. I come as I am, and I'm fucking hated. I don't want to be a liar. I don't want to be a bullshit artist either. I want to be someone that's upstaging and moralistically favored by the people around them. They know, hey, he's a hard worker that cares about all of us. I just keep meeting people that want to be rivals. I keep meeting people that want to bring me down. I'm tired of having people that want to fucking bring me down. I'm tired of trying to put my energy into other people to try to establish bonds, only to realize that everyone's fucking weirded out by me because, you know, I'm funky, man. I'm funky, and you could say maybe I'm a little lonely at times because everybody I meet I can't meet people that want to make music with me because, you know, everybody just wants to make some basic shit and people are afraid of me. People are scared of me because I'm fucked up. I'm dark. I'm twisted, man. I've been through actual life. People have gone through shit. They've gone through nothing. And I sit there and I say, the only thing I can find that will make me feel better is the freedom, the peace, to be 100% in control of my feet. And I'm old now, man. I'm just a man now. I'm not a boy anymore. And as this man that's no longer a boy, I look at the world with a different lens. I see the young kids in the store saying, like, Skibbity Toilet or 6-7, 6-7. I hear them. I hear them saying phrases and shit. If you watch on the videos and crap, it makes me disheartened to know that everybody around me's personality is just bits and pieces of characters from TV shows and skits and movies. We idolize everyone else so much in this society that it's almost like we don't even know what we are beyond the personal traits of being a musician's fan or a band's fan or a connoisseur of a certain genre of music. We don't understand what it's like to be us anymore. We only understand what it's like to give in to the narrative and be who they tell us to be. I don't want to be what other people told me to be. I want to be me. Don't be little me. And Sandy builds up, and I want to keep my voice the way it is. I tell him, I say, man, I came here to work. Not going to fucking get belittled by some bitch that comes in late. Do your fucking job. I'm not cleaning up your mess. I'm not your little bitch. You can get fired. Nah, man, I tell him, I say, chef, I didn't leave all this fuck. I wasn't at that station. I'm not fucking picking up all that shit. Tell that bitch, call that bitch right now. Tell them to turn their ass around and stop feeling like Mr. Important. Fix this shit. The most basic people are the ones that are held in high regard to themselves and to the soft, naive people. You got the most basic narcissist out there. And I'm not coming at the angle of a nice guy. I'm not a nice guy. I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole from Massachusetts. I'm a narcissistic piece of shit that just likes to do kind things because I think that the world deserves to be better than it is. But I'm still self-centered because I learned that a lot of people are. And it's a great survival mechanism to not give everything you got to everyone else. It really makes you get by if you don't give your fucking dollar to someone else. And every bit of food and all of your clothes and let people just fucking take over your life and ruin it and leave. It's actually extremely helpful. So I got bitter. I spent a lot of time. I was a bitter man. I tell him, I say, man, I'm fucking pretty bitter right now. I'm bitter. I've been changed to be bitter. I have to accept ridicule by someone that is in a position of power or I lose my job. Nah, man. Fuck you. I'm gonna leave. That's how I'm in interviews. Like, have you ever been terminated from a job? I'm like, yeah. Why? Well, the chef was making fun of me. And I don't believe that that's a professional environment. It's probably different if a line cook's making fun of you, but the chef is supposed to be the boss. And they're getting high and throwing little hissy fits and trying to sleep with the front expo and the servers and shit. I'm just there doing my job. And I don't think I deserve to have any abuse come towards me. Because one, it's illegal. You can't do that. Two, they're the wrong. they're the ones that are bad people. They're the ones that are trying to fuck the 16-year-old host. Man, I'm in the back making french fries and burgers. That's it. Sometimes I do steak. Sometimes. They got some, like, buffalo wings or something. I gotta do some wings and then toss them in buffalo. But, you know, I'm just sitting in the back. I'm like, don't put me in fucking saute. I don't want to be fucking doing pasta. Fuck that. It's not that I can't run a saute pan. I just don't want to do it. You only got so many pans you can do at a time. It's like pasta. It's not that long. You already got the bags portioned out, 8 ounces. Put them in the water. Take them out. After they're hot for like, because it's already cooked. They just got to get it warm again. Soft cooked. You gotta cook it and it makes it the way it needs to be. You throw it inside the saute pan of the sauce. And I just hate that shit. I can run a flat top, I could run a live grill. I could run a stove, I guess is what I'm saying. But you know, I could run an oven, a salamander grill. I just don't want to do saute. Tell him, I say, Chef, I don't want to do saute. I'm not in the mood to do that today, Chef. You put me on dessert, and I'll be better than all these drug addicts that you have doing desserts, because you see them fucking walking out. You start talking down to me, I'm leaving. I don't want to live in a world where I feel like I'm just existing, where people are trying to try out the waters of me to see if they can fucking abuse me or not. Because as soon as I get the sides that that's the case, it just disheartens me that I can't have a friend. It disheartens me that I can't have a lover. Or that I can't have someone that wants to seek advice and actually take it from heart. I'm someone that is seasoned with experience in life. And it fucks me up that I got these stupid people that their whole personality is just what everything else going on is right now. Minus politics. They don't know shit about politics. A lot of people I know nothing about politics. Or the economy. They don't know nothing. And I get upset, man, because, you know, I want to have people in my life. I want to do stuff with them. You know, I want to have a family one day. I don't want to feel like some fucking loser that scares everybody away because I'm not always trying to soften them up and groom them to be my friend or my lover. I'm coming at them with, hey, let's go do something fun. Let's go out. They want to go to Drug City and do drugs and hang around and die. And I want to go to a movie and the beach and get food and go to hike. It makes me want to just be mean to people, but like quietly and calmly. It's not that I can't assert myself. I just don't know why I have to so much in this life. I never grasped why we as humans have to assert ourselves constantly to prove that we're big and dangerous to the other humans. Why can't we just like hang out? You know, why can't we barbecue and listen to music and get high together? Why do we have to hate each other, man? I'm not racist. I grew up in so many different areas with so many backgrounds. Like, my first babysitter was black. You know, I kissed her. I wouldn't be racist, one, if I kissed my babysitter that was black. Why the fuck would I be? I found her attractive. You know, I live in fucking Florida, man. I fucking hate people, man. Anything to try to discredit you, make you look like a bad person. But they don't know me, and that's the problem. They don't know that I pretty much love everybody around me. I'm like a big dog. I'm a big dog bird. But a dog can still rip your throat out, and a bird can still peck at the dead remains. Here I am, pulling at your eyeballs. Squish, they're popping as I rip them apart. Drink the juice as a big bird man. And you're just terrified. You're terrified because the vision's all in your head. It's not actually happening. It's being implanted in your mind by the evil fucking cosmic space parasites that took over my body a few years ago. Evil death space parasites that took over my body and made me really smart and have foresight. You say, tell me the fucking numbers to the lottery and like that. That's not how foresight works, man. That's different. You know, I'm not the sports almanac, brother. I just get upset, man. I just get upset. I just get kind of stressed out and lonely sometimes. Because I really do reflect that every fucking friend that I've made no longer talks to me. You know? They chose to talk shit about me behind my back. Everyone just thought I was some fucking mental case. I don't know how I present myself to others, but people that don't know me see the intelligence and the well-versed nature and punctual. I have, you know, a pretty good extent of vocabulary in my mind because I like learning. And I'm around people that just think that I'm a stupid idiot just because I'm happy and filled with folly at times. I'm like, dude, I'm not attention deficit. I'm paying attention to fucking everything. Like one thing, all shit at all times. All conversations around and conversations that I can sort of catch on to in nearby rooms, music through people's headphones, all kinds of shit. The hyper-realized. I'm derealized and hyper-realized at the same time. Sometimes I look at the life and it looks like it has that grainy filter over it. You know, the noise filter. And sometimes the lights just seemed a little bit more warm and dull. You know, the life lights, not the actual light. Everything around me feels like it was painted with crayons instead of paint. And, you know, drawn with crayons instead of being painted. And that's where I really steep deepest into, is I tried to get as wise as possible, but, you know, there's no point in understanding human psychology, and because everyone's just going to get less and less intelligent, that being able to understand psychology is just not really going to matter. I went to school for psychology, and it's gotten me fucking nothing. Because nobody trusts anything I say. Nobody will take my word. Nobody will understand that I'm a good leader because I know how to functionally pull people out of dangerous situations and put them in, you know, more stable, safe ones. They don't like listening to me. I don't look like the part that can be intuitive and have a good battle IQ, a good survival IQ. They don't like that. Emotionally, I can't really say that I have a good emotional IQ because I'm insane, man. The fucking psychopath and a sociopath. I'm fucked up. There are some bits of me that I hate so much. So dark and bad. City of masochist, I will set myself on fire and walk towards you. I will throw oil on the ground and walk towards you on fire. And that's just not a truth anymore, man. I've witnessed some fucking horrors, man. You know, but I just really wish people would want to hang out with me because I'm cool and not because they feel bad for me because they think that I'm a fucking pathetic piece of shit. There are people that tell me I'm the GOAT. And then there's friends that will never fucking talk to me unless I talk to them. And it sucks bad. It really does suck. I get everybody's cut up and shit. My friends will get in a relationship for like a month and then hit me up once you're out of a relationship. Like, you know, I don't got real people in my life. I got people that will say that they think I'm cool as I'm leaving the room. They say it kind of loud so I can hear it. But they don't mean it. They don't genuinely enjoy me as a person. I try to do my best to try to enjoy other people, but, you know, a lot of people are full of shit. And I want to just not associate my energy with people that just don't give a fuck. I can't do it. I tell you, I can't fucking do it. I can't fucking do it. You got people at work. Yo, you got your cart on you? No, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Just, yo, you got your weed? I don't like that. I don't like that people see me as a tangible asset instead of a friend. I'm not trying to have a quickie one-night stand with someone. I'm trying to sit on the couch and watch the new Netflix movie of someone and eat Chinese takeout. I'm trying to get a dog or a cat or something of someone and, you know, try to get, you know, family. I'm not trying to fucking waste my time. But I'm too fucking smart and too insane and visibly fucking all over the place. People just can't hone in on it. Sometimes it's difficult because it's like if I meet someone in person, I have this great ability to communicate with them, and they're like playing in their hair and they're charmed as hell. And then I text them and they're like, yo, you don't know how to text. You don't know how to flirt me over text messages. I'm like, nah, man, I know how to fuck a pussy and eat it out. And that's it. I know how to spend money on dinner and not be a bitch about it and not have the expectation of fucking. But I'm not going to just bring you to dinner and then bring you home after dinner. Fuck, let's go walk on the beach. Let's go to a movie. Let's go smoke some weed and sit outside of a Walmart supercenter after hours. Sit there and listen to music. Smoke cigarettes. You know, there's so much more that I want to do than just be what people think I want to be. And that's the most disheartening part of it all. Is everyone thinks they got me figured out. But they don't have the resources to understand what I am. Because there's parts of me that aren't from this world. So, you know, not from this realm of existence. So how exactly can they narrow down my personality traits if there's things that they wouldn't be able to understand? Oh, I understand them. They like the music that's in the movies and the TV shows and the video games. And they eat the food that the internet tells them to eat. And they are controlled by their lust at such a degree that it's almost pitiful. I hate it. I hate it that some of my friends just are... I mean, you can be a man that loves women and not have to follow a bunch of titty pages and OnlyFans models. I don't know what the problem is. Do I need to have no control over my lust to be visibly seen as a normal man? Or can I be a calm, collected romantic that's focused on his work directly in front of him and understand that, you know, there's more than life than really just trying to prove your existence to everybody? It's like I said, I come as I am. I don't need to fucking justify why I do things. And I'm not gonna... If I upset you, it's not my fucking intention. So fuck you. You get upset by something I did? and I didn't mean to upset you, or it was an accident, you can fucking stop yelling at me and getting red in the face, or I will strangle you until you're blue and pass out, and I'll stomp on your windpipe. Just enough to make your voice squeaky. I won't kill you, I won't crush it, but I'll stomp on it until your voice is fucked up for a good fucking year or two. I fuck girls with hate. I smoke weed while I'm mad. I've smothered two girls during sex, and one of them passed out. I didn't kill her. I didn't want to. But it's just that there's an anger that sits inside of me of watching me walking up the steps on all fours like a dog and having my stepdad say, "What do you got? What are you hiding?" I'm like, "Nothing. I'm just walking up the steps weird because I'm fucking weird, man. It's fun to run up the steps like a dog. I like doing that. Why do you just assume that I took something?" Being, even when I was with my second babysitter, Kim, who I was in love with, she's like, ripped me off of my bed. We had a bunk bed at the time. I climbed up and she was like, chased me upstairs. She thought I was doing something. I was just hanging out. She ripped me off of my bed. I'm like, dude, I'm not doing nothing. Why can't you just be up to no bad? Everybody, there's a lot of people up to no good, but why can't you just be up to no bad nonchalantly without people fucking expecting that you're doing something no good? Why can't I just be chilling? And that's why I am the way I am. Because I tried to be chill most of my life, and it's like, fuck that. You know, a bunch of people are miserable around you, and you try to lighten up the mood, make them laugh, and then they treat you like a fucking joke rather than someone that's just trying to jest for them because you know that their life is miserable. Openly have the same person tell me three different times that they want to kill themselves and make a huge scene about it and try to get in a car crash and kill all of us and try to kill themselves in the military and try to have the police execute them. And they'll look me right in the eyes and say they're not a bitch. They'll say it's all false. It's a false police report. I'm like, they're not allowed to follow. They have the video footage of it. And what is it, AI now? That's you groveling for death, drunk, going to your place of work that you got fired at. So you went there drunk. But I'm just so angry, man. I'm just so angry. It's like the demon, the beast, lives inside my skull, lives inside my brain, lives inside my spinal fluid. That's the thing that really is constantly just trying to let me know. You don't need to justify yourself to others. You don't need to change for others, man. Because everybody's just fucking destroying their life. And you're going to be sitting on in a chair, smoking a cigarette with your last $5 for the rest of your life if you act like that, forever trying to chase people. You got these people that say they don't chase, they attract. Fuck that. No, you don't. And it makes me mad. It really does. Because everyone's so full of shit. And I've done my best to always be honest and done my best to always do right by others. But, you know, I just got to that point where I'm pretty much going to continue doing that. But I've just obviously gotten more abrasive throughout the years because people say, why is a hostility needed? I'm like, why is the stupidity and cruelty needed directed towards me in the first place? That is why I'm retaliating. I'm retaliating with after getting hit with one arrow. I'm retaliating with shooting you four fucking ballistas and fucking erasing you from existence. They're flaming, by the way. Flaming ballistas. You're going to be a crater in the ground of fucking burnt carbon. But you should have never shot that arrow. Why attack an ultimate weapon, I said. At level 1.